clean and a sweary chunk shit. Yeah. Should we just not have the clean one?
Yeah, let's not.
I feel like we're going to be saying cunt the whole episode. Yeah, why don't we have a clean stab?
Very true, very true.
All right.
Yeah, for, speak freely, man. It's like...
chatting shit.
I'm not even going to try and curb swear.
No, neither am I.
No, I'm not.
I can't.
I just don't like the word cunt.
You don't like it?
No, I don't say it.
But you don't like it?
I don't
it.
Like to hear myself saying it back.
So it's not like you would get offended by it, you just don't like how it sounds coming out of your mouth.
No. I don't like to see myself saying it. Like, what the fuck? On celluloid.
All right. It's just out of this world.
Day seat.
Welcome to Hold a Seat. My name's Carl Gordon.
My name's Shay Severd.
I'm Jason Bund.
And today we will be talking about all manner of madness.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the war, bruv? Because I'm ready for the war, boy.
So, topics of the week.
Yep.
I think we should kick off with some music and some releases that have just come out.
What you got?
The new albums. Yeah, I think we'll be talking about Adele and Snoop and...
Wiley.
Yes.
Wiley.
Ooh,
and Silk Sonic.
Silk Sonic. Yeah. Actually, that is an amazing record.
There's nothing to say on that one because it's great, so we can just get that one out of it. It's easy, it's sick.
All right, cool.
It's five stars.
Who's starting this off? Because I've got a lot to say.
Do you want to start on Snoop?
I'm going to start on Snoop. Okay. Right. We all know Snoop is a legend, so they love him on a default kind of situation. So it's like, they feel like anything that Snoop touches, like, oh my God, yay, Snoop. No. For this time round, I'm not going to lie. Absolutely. That's what I'm going to give it. 100%. It's because when I heard it, first and foremost, it's the production's 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10, the production's sick.
Interesting.
From top to bottom, like, I listened to it like in one go, like, I took your advice. I listened to it again. Yeah, man.
This is good. Wait,
that's how albums are supposed to be consumed.
No.
You're not getting a medal for that, bro.
Oh, for fuck's sake. But anyway.
The production's great, I agree with you.
Production, 10 out of 10.
It's always going to be.
Yeah. But, you know,
he works with the best producers around.
Yeah, you got Jelly Roll, you got DJ Quick, and all the West Coast legends.
Yeah.
But it's expected that when it comes to them Tuesday or them albums, it's like, if he's going to put out an album, it's going to sound good.
Mm.
Typically, because they might know how to choose beats.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? They're so well seasoned that they're not going to go
and
into
they use
studio.
Like proper sense and they don't.
Of course they will.
Well, what's properly though?
No, but it is.
They used to get like
actual musicians,
like real set. Like,
yeah,
like,
you need to do that. That's brilliant. What it is? Now, yeah, but I know what you're saying. They got that old school.
They
like,
do it properly, yeah.
Yeah. You got the funk. Like the old school funk, the G-funk shit.
G-funk, yeah.
Like, but it's like Snoop was trying to do like the whole Puff Daddy and the Family shit. You know, like
I like that.
It was no, but what I mean is he tried to be that guy he was introducing.
He was like hosting.
It was like you know when you got DJ Clue, but it's like but he had like these artists like on there, good singers. I've heard it all before.
Okay, so you weren't a fan.
I weren't a fan. Like all his other albums, cool because it represents. Not saying that you should stick to the old school all the time because it's always good for growth. But Snoop should have just said, "Snoop Dogg presents." Or
so
the
you know
dog.
What it is. So basically, right. What you're saying
you didn't feel like it was a real Snoop Dogg album.
It's a compilation album.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Do you know what? That's what fucks me off with a lot of albums today, especially hip hop. Too many Ras Clark features, man.
Very true.
I bought the album for this particular artist. And there's so many features.
Like, if it was a producer album, then it's a
fair,
different.
Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so... Okay. But when it came to it, I'm not going to lie, even the singers that were on there, yeah? All right, you had your Ushers, then you had that girl, I can't remember, Jaleigh or something like that.
I didn't look at the names.
Like,
I just listened to
them. Yeah, she was on, like, American Idol or whatever. Boring. Like, literally, I was like...
All right, so to
sorry, he's but it says featuring Snoop, yeah.
Mm.
Bro, he was exactly. It said featuring Snoop, yeah. He was on there for like four bars, and it, like, I'm talking about, you know, like a mid late, but the music was the same. It was like a loop. Don't get twisted. A lot of music in hip hop, first and foremost, is like, because it's like the old school breaks were 8-bar breaks or 4-bar and just like spinning them. But this was it. To me, it was an effort. It wasn't an album.
Okay, I quite liked it.
Yeah,
I haven't got much more. To
I haven't
say
heard it, but I have heard the single with E40. Ice Cube,
yeah,
and then man,
that joke,
and I love that beat on there. It was dope. And but actually, Snoop wasn't even on it that much.
Yeah, that's your problem. Yeah, that's fair. All right, so to compare it to Wiley.
Oh,
what do you think of the Wiley album?
Okay, from being, this is real shit. From coming from that background and understanding Wiley, you got to understand the person first.
Mm-hmm.
Wiley is one of them dons who, Wiley is the godfather of grime for a reason. Because he keeps himself relevant because he always brings in the youngers, the new talent, and he pushes them. He doesn't beg it with them. Like, he should have done a compilation album, but he always works with the greatest of that era. So with him on this album, like, I enjoyed it because it reminded me of like going to Big Apple Records and listening to when they used to give you the headphones and, you know, the turntables, and you could hear White Labels. Didn't have a fucking clue who it was.
Mm.
Then you're like, ooh, that kind of shit. So it gives you that, like, nostalgic feel. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's a fun album.
Yeah.
It's a fun, it's not
it
like...
great, right?
It yeah, no, no, it great. Wasn't.
Yeah,
I'd say...
I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
No, it is. No, yeah, it was good, though. It's like a throwback.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It sounds like it's of a certain era. But I love it because he makes me laugh. His lyrics are funny.
It's funny. It's funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
No, I just think he's great. Apart from all the controversy, which I don't think we're going to touch on, are we?
Why not? Like, let's just talk about it.
If we're going to talk about the controversy, I think the play on words of anti-systemic,
I think it's genius.
After a couple of wines, it's hard to say. But everyone knows what that means.
Yeah.
What was it?
Anti-systemic.
What, he got done for anti-Semitism? I forgot about that. Yeah, that was fucked up, actually. Yeah, I forgot about that. We'll hold that one for later when we're talking about cancel culture. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah, we will.
So we'll put a pin in that one. All right, what else do we have?
Adele. So wait, are we saying...
We've only got Adele left.
So are we saying it's a good album? I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good album.
All right, Adele. So... Do you know what? For me...
Oh, shit.
You know, Adele... Listen, I actually like the girl, the person. You know, when she talks...
She's very... She gets
real, and she knows she hasn't changed. She doesn't seem like, you know, from when she was starting out till now. Although she's worth about 100 million, so
hold tight.
But it's not for me. It wasn't that kind of record is not made for someone like me. Although I do appreciate her voice and some of the production is actually quite good. But I can listen to it once and then put it down. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to fall asleep driving.
So I thought it was her best album since her first album.
Right.
Because I really liked her first album a lot. When it came out, I thought it was amazing. And then I thought her two albums after it were actually quite average. I thought it was overproduced. Didn't like what the producers were doing. I thought she was going... It was a bit like Coldplay, later Coldplay, when they just put on so many fucking strings that you can't even hear the record anymore.
Do you reckon?
And then this one, she went back to more... I like the arrangement of it
a lot more. It's quite stripped back.
I liked that, and I liked what she was doing, and I think she did some interesting stuff on the production. I thought it was brave of her to do... The third track is just like her just chatting about therapy. But for 8 minutes, I was like, that was quite interesting.
The opening,
you don't normally expect that, so that was interesting. I wasn't sure if it worked, but like maybe later in the hour.
It started off sounding like a Christmas album.
Not gonna lie, I skimmed through it.
It started out sounding like a Christmas album to me. That first track, maybe it's the time of year they released it, but the first track sounds like a Christmas record.
Is that the single?
I'm not sure.
Easy you gotta leave that to Mariah.
Is it Easy on Me?
I can't remember the track order.
I think the first track was the single.
But I like her as a person. I just don't listen to her music.
She went to school in Balham. Buckeye! Yeah, I even went to that for sixth form. Buckeye! You get me? Old tight Chestnut Grove in it, Balham. SW12 in there. That's a good one!
Nice. My soul?
Yeah. Go on then. So yeah, for me, I just skimmed through it, so I can't even say much on that one.
Good. It was good if you're into that sort of thing. I'm not going to listen to it ever again. But it was,
no, my mum loves it.
Good album review, I think. That's everything.
Well, I mean, there's more, but I think on that one, I think that works. Like, but yeah, overall, what would you give? You didn't listen to Snoop, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. What's your out of 10?
I DJ'd this blind at a party. I hadn't heard it, and I was a little dude with my friend.
That means you didn't DJ, bro. That's the wrong use of the term.
But I knew it was going to be good. So I literally, they were like, oh, what do you put on? And I just put that album because I knew it was going to be good.
Yeah.
That's how much faith I had in it. I just knew it would be fun.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, yeah. It was.
It was fun. No, but, all right, it was fun.
So what's yours on Snoop's out of 10?
10, 7.
What about you?
I haven't heard it, mate. I just heard the single, which I really like.
So what's the one on the single at least?
The single, right? I give the beat 10 out of 10. I'm not a massive E40 fan.
Nah,
to be honest.
Neither.
I don't know how I call that shit, man. But
you sound like a fucking squid.
Yeah, I like him, man. And I like but he's like a legend in
America. I don't understand that. Please explain.
I get it, man.
Like he just. I'm
not feeling it.
He's like.
Too short. Do you know what? Too short. I remember, for me, he's basic.
Yeah.
But he's got a certain kind of character.
It's legend shit, isn't it?
They're legends, but for me, it's like
dead.
Them kind of MCs don't resonate in England, man.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're like big in America, but here, man, all them man with Jerry curls and all them things.
No. E40's pants, bro. Like, yeah, pants like without the t-shirt. You know what I mean?
I've never listened to E40. I don't like his flow. I don't like how he sounds.
No, but it's the brand. What the fuck is that? You want me to let people love
it? Wait. E40's whack.
Whack.
Yeah,
whack.
I said it.
Whack.
When you have to shoot, don't talk.
Yo, got loot, yo. They're all just a bunch of...
Yeah, I said it. And what?
And that wasn't booing me, that's booing E40.
There you go. Right, so, okay. My verdict, I gave it 6 out of 10.
All right.
6 out of 10.
All right, and then Wiley?
I gave it 7.
The trouble I have with listening to the Wiley one is I've just been listening to a lot of grime that week, like really good grime.
Mm.
So that's... Do you know what I mean? And then I was a bit of a like, oh, it's not as good as all the really good. Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I'd listened to too much good grime that week, which wasn't fair. I hadn't been listening to, like, loads of pop before I listened to Adele. So, it's, you know, it's not a fair thing.
Do you know what, though?
Can so I just give it, I'd probably give Wiley's one maybe a 5.
Okay. Can I just add one thing that I will say, though, on both the albums, Snoop and Wiley, there was no subject matter.
I might even give Snoop a 5. I'm going to give Snoop and Wiley a 5.
It was just flows wordplay.
They were all right. They were good, but they were 5. Bang, especially average. Considering what they can both do. They were
All right. That's my take on it. So,
well, do you know what? I enjoyed Wiley because I just like how he sounds.
Yeah.
I listen to albums as an overall sound.
Mm.
I don't really get... Do you know what's funny? Because I hear the beat before I hear the lyrics.
I'm surprised
that you do, because I was going to assume that you might... lyrics more.
Nah, it was.
I don't even hear what they're saying.
No, thank you.
I hear.
I listen to production.
I hear how the cadence of their vocal.
Yeah, yeah, like
the beat. I don't know. Going off. I thought.
Do you know what? That's why you see. I don't even know my lyrics. Like I listen to it. Like I'll be like.
You don't know your own lyrics.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know how? Let me tell you why. Because I literally and obviously like Jay-Z made it famous. But I literally go behind the, like, you come on, look how many times KG would send me a beat. Within the hour, I'll come up with an idea. Might not be great, but we'll come up with an idea. Oh, yeah. Because it's just straight on a mic and thinking on the headpiece. That's why I don't remember my bars.
Mm.
For the whole of give me 5 minutes. You have to give me 5 days to remember the bars. Literally.
Also, it sounds like you might not have necessarily been sober either, so.
No, that time I was.
Oh, that
actually, wait. No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Talking of sober, I'm gonna help myself to
please do,
cheap wine.
Alright, that's for my dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks,
love
mate.
Love it. So, yeah.
Okay, so we've done that. Wiley, what was everyone giving it? I gave it a 5.
6.
What do you reckon?
I'll give it 8, man.
8? Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, 6, because
7, 8.
That's my guy, man. Do you know why? Because I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I enjoyed it too. It's not the best album in the world, but
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Okay, Adele. I'm gonna give Adele a 6 because I thought it was alright.
That's quite decent for it because I'm an arsehole.
No, you're allowed to skip it.
Do you know what?
We're not getting paid for this.
You never know.
Not yet, we're not. Listen, if we get paid, then you get to listen to the real fucking album.
I'm sponsored.
Do you know what? I give Adele not based on what I think about it. This is based on her delivery to her audience.
Yeah.
It has to be a 9.
Yeah, it's a
very
good
for
album.
That.
Yeah.
For me, it's not for me. I listen to it once and I'm like, ah. But it does what it says on the tin.
I think that's fair. It's a very good and then Silk Sonic.
Oh.
I'm going to give it a 10.
Do you know what? I've only heard one song and I gave it a 10.
Do you know what? I've only heard one and that's it.
That's when you know. Here you go.
I heard one song that was produced by Bootsy Collins.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And it might be one of the best.
It's fucking great.
Best produced,
free, I think.
The best arrangement. The vocals are on point. And it's just...
That's how you for me, music doesn't thing. Get better in a lot of ways.
It's
than that
new,
album. Like,
it's
honestly,
music. It's like, it's proper.
I was listening to it on the tube. And I was dancing on the tube. Like, they need a warning on that album that you're going to make a fool of yourself. I think you could be the most cold-hearted person in the world.
It just gives.
You put that album on, 30 seconds later, you'll be on the floor doing windmills.
It gives.
It's
it
so
gives.
Good.
It gives.
It just hits you right there.
But that's good, though. I love
it. Amazing.
That.
I love it. I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
Heavy.
I think my dog just farted.
Yoda!
Oh, my God.
There, there, you dirty piece of...
Alright, so I'm giving it 10, what do you reckon?
I give it 10, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Same.
Just same. Just out of principle,
same,
man.
Same.
Amazing, okay, great. Done.
Done. There's the reviews.
For pizza.
Yeah, I see. No, that's your shit.
I've already done it.
No, I've already done it. E40 sucks. He's a legend.
Oh, that's your...
Yeah. E40 sucks, man. That's my
He is crap, he is crap.
Alright.
He's fucking shit.
Shay, who's got a hold of seat this week?
Boy! My G. I wrote this down, actually. That's shit. I should have got my notes.
hold of seat.
Let me tell you something. Do you know who needs the hold of seat, Black? Oh, yeah. Hold of seat. Hold of seat. Hold of seat. Hold of seat. Shay, seat. I am the original Dandana. Yeah, that's it. I need to hold a seat. Let me tell you, needs to hold a seat. It's your friends. Yeah? It's your friends. Let me tell you why your friends need to hold a seat. Because,
what?
Like, say you're working on a project, yeah? And you put your heart and soul into it, yeah? And it's shit. But your friends will gas you up. And they'll gas you and say, nah, my G. Ooh, you see them when you do it? Bollocks. The fucking thing's shit. It's absolute garbage. It is proper like dead. And the people, the way they say it, it's annoying like to gas up your friend. Be honest, they need to grow. You can't just let them go out like that. That means you're hating on your friend.
I feel like you're talking directly to me right now.
No,
not
only
are you looking at me saying it, but I've also been loving your album recently.
No, I'm talking about friends.
Work in progress.
Yeah.
You mean work in progress stuff?
Yeah, no, shit ones. Now all your friends are so shit. You just have to tell them, innit? Be honest, excuse my language, but it's just give them confidence, but actually teach them that, right, it's not ready yet, you know?
Not
maybe
ready,
you should change this, or maybe you should get another opinion.
You know what I mean? You're not talking about stuff you've already released. You're
no, something that
you're
working
playing
on.
You're in the car, the other day, you're playing something in the car.
If it is rubbish, just let me know, innit?
Okay.
But don't just say it for the sake of it. Tell me, and then explain to me why and how it could be better.
My friends will let me know. They just said, that's not it, mate.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not it.
I agree.
They get a miss.
Yeah.
I have to.
Cut down brutally.
But then sometimes you think, oh, but that's actually dope. You've just been a cunt.
Yeah.
This is the thing, right? One thing about being a music producer or musician, whatever, all your friends become A&R.
Yeah.
They think they know more about your job.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
They need to hold a seat. That's all about. They need to hold a seat.
So all of our friends.
All of your friends. No, all your friends need to hold a seat. The ones that are not, like, they don't get you positive criticism.
Okay.
Hold a seat.
No, well, that on top of knowing more about the music business than me.
What, the business? Cool.
Well, I think that this, that, and the other, shut your mouth.
It depends who it is as well, though. If it's just a pal that you don't really, you know, they're just your friend, they're not a musician, and you play them something and they like it, that's all right, but they don't know why.
They're the best, though.
If
somebody got, no, I'm talking about musicians who know quality music.
Right, okay.
Like, they'll give a review of what shit they like.
Mm.
They know the difference between shit and great. Let's not lie.
Yeah.
Well, they're lying. So, to me, it's that, oh, come on.
I think it's a slippery slope when you ask your mates what they think.
Why?
I don't think you should do it, really.
I don't think you should do it, because that means... Why? There's certain friends you can play music to and get too many chefs. Right, but you can get constructive criticism. Like, I'm your friend. Now, you can play something to me, and I can give you constructive criticism. Like, I can say, do you know what? You need to whack the chorus in the front. That's lit. Then shorten down the verse a little bit, man. But you see that B-line? That's
look at
mad
what you,
thing on the
look
end.
Look at you what you've done the other day.
Yeah.
When I sent you that idea.
You guys also collaborate, so you already have a working relationship.
No, but it's different when you send music to someone that's in the business as opposed to someone that listens to music. Like, I've had instances where they're like...
So we're talking people who are in the business, that's what we're talking about.
No, but friends are not all in the business, right? You can send it to your friend and they go, oh, I played it to my mum and she didn't really like it, but it's not for your mum.
Adele is.
If your mum likes it, I'd be slightly worried if your mum liked it. Because it's not for her, but if she loved it, I'm like,
Yeah, yeah. That's a different kind of scenario.
But okay. my mum thinks she doesn't like the chorus. Fuck your mum. I don't care what your mum thinks. Or your child.
The child one's annoying, actually. I've got a friend that does that.
Yeah, fuck your child, man.
She plays stuff to a child and takes the response seriously. I'm like, why are you... Like, we'll be working on track... Sorry, you know who you are. She'd do it all the time. I'm like, stop playing it to a 10-year-old. She's got no fucking taste.
Wow.
Well, she's 10.
She's taking it seriously. I'm like, she's an idiot. Well, she's 10. That's stupid.
She's not an idiot.
10-year-olds are stupid.
Yeah.
I was saying, they're not. I like her. I like the dog, but she's stupid. She's 10.
Yeah.
I mean, all kids are stupid. She's very bright for a 10-year-old. But she doesn't know anything about fucking music. You can't take feedback from a kid. Maybe a mum, fine. My mum's got good taste in music.
Unless you're writing music for kids, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Okay.
So their contribution is invalid.
Yes.
All right. I agree. Should I do what's my feature called again?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Overrated, yeah.
Got it.
Overrated.
Are you mocking my jingle?
No. I just made one up.
Shay says when he made a really good one. Alright, so we'll run the jingle. So, this time I'm saying that I think the Beatles are overrated.
Wow.
I've spent the last couple of weeks listening to all 13 of their albums.
I skipped
Yellow Submarine because it's a soundtrack and I'm just done with it by the end.
Mental, I skipped one. Genius! Yeah,
but you skipped the best one.
You winding me up, right?
We all live.
No, that's on another album. They did a soundtrack based on it, which a movie.
That's not even on the Yellow Submarine album.
I mean, it is, but it was on another album. Anyway. Don't worry, I heard that song. It's a shit song, by the way. That's a shit song. When I went into this, I thought the Beatles are the best band in the world, but I'm still going to say I think they're overrated, right? That was what I was going in with. I think they've got two good songs on every album and half the songs on every album are good, the other half are rubbish, and Sgt. Pepper's is untouchable. That's what I thought before I re-listened to everything, right?
Yeah.
Afterwards, I think much less of them.
Oh, shit.
I think they've got two good songs on every album. The rest are unreleasable. The rest are so bad.
Yeah.
If you want to feel better about yourself as a musician, listen to any Beatles album.
Do you know what? I'm actually glad a white person said this because... No, for real though. Because I've always not seen the...
I've never put them on. I never whack on a Beatles record. I'm never sitting down and going, oh, I know what I'm listening to you today. Fucking a Beatles album. But I thought I'd take them seriously because they're obviously very respected as... pop songwriters.
Yes.
Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, massively influenced. I think they were their biggest influence. Loads of bands, obviously. You can listen to any Oasis, it's basically the fucking Beatles with distortion on it. But you listen to any of the albums, eight out of...
As in a tie.
This is the fucking album, it's awful. It's so bad. Like, really, really bad. There's two great songs. So over... And they released, like, 12 albums. So over that time, they got 20 great songs. And that's amazing. That is amazing. Fair enough. The rest of it's fucking... awful, like couldn't release it. The label should have shut them down.
Would that shit have been incredible?
No, it was awful. My dad actually missed the Beatles because he was a mod. He listened to soul music. He didn't even know anything about them at the time. He completely missed them. So I never had it in my sphere of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so that was the thing. And also, yeah. So Sgt. Pepper's, what I thought was going to be their best album. I thought every track in it was great. Actually, half the album's good. The other five tracks in it are rubbish. So, yeah, I don't even think they're the best band of all time anymore. I think they're just massively overrated.
But who said they were the best time band?
No, a lot of people, I think it's kind of said a lot.
It's said.
They're the archetypal pop band.
And I'm going to equal that with Tupac. You know why?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't listen to Tupac records.
I agree with you. I like Shorty.
He's got too many vocals as well.
I don't like Tupac.
Hit the pretty T. Put a key to
the yeah,
D.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, I said it. I don't like Tupac.
When you have to shoot, shoot, don't talk.
Yo, got Lucio. They were just a bunch of...
Yeah, I said it. And what?
I like one or two tunes.
I agree with you.
I'm not a fan.
I never put it wrong.
I don't listen to Tupac. I don't listen to Tupac. I drop a couple of joints in the club, but I'm not saying he's not a great...
He's not for you.
...statesman or a great person.
But then we've all got friends who fucking... love him, right?
Oh yeah, but I can't. I don't like his flow.
He really affects some people.
I don't like his voice.
He really means a lot to some people.
Yeah, and I understand
he's a
hype. I understand that. And what I read about what he's done and what he stands for, I commend 100%. I just don't like his records. And yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I like it.
That's it, isn't it? But I agree with you. He's overrated for real. I'm gonna add that to what you said as well. But I haven't.
What do you guys think of the Beatles? Then?
I haven't. Really...
that open. I've done my bit.
I like Hard Day's Night.
That's the thing. They're great tunes. They're great tunes. But do you think they deserve this title of best band of all time?
Do you know what I think? I think you had to be there to understand the you know what they brought to the table. Because I did watch their documentary on
is that the recent
on their
one?
Career.
And they actually came out recent. Yeah,
the Ferrara. With the chicks running down the street and this, that, and the other, it was like crazy.
They're bigger than the Jesus. Is that what
he
fucking
said? Yeah,
that was funny.
Oh, they actually said that.
Yeah, that was John Lennon. Yeah, he said we're bigger than Jesus.
I thought Oasis said that.
No, that was Beatles. That was Beatles.
Wow. But the thing,
they were more popular. Like, but what was I going to say? I'm pissed.
Beatles. Already. Beatles.
Oh yeah, Abbey Road. Yeah, go on.
No, oh, I'm shit-faced.
The Beatles.
I am actually shit-faced.
You know what I will say about the Beatles? If we're gonna get, and this is gonna, I'm gonna, we can pin this again for the cancel culture discussion we're gonna have later. John Lennon, massive wife beater, famously slapped women around loads, fucking cunt.
Was that drugs?
Paul McCartney, racist.
Really?
Do you know about that?
No, I can't.
So
I blame MJ for that. Go on.
You know,
because he bought his catalogue. Yeah.
He wrote.
When he was black.
So this is based on. So and I've got a bit of a we might edit this all out because it's getting very.
No,
but this can get very boring. What I'm about to say is what I mean.
No.
When I was growing up, John Lennon for me culturally meant something to me. Like the long hair. I often have long hair at the moment because I'm looking for work.
Love it.
But I usually have long hair. Like the hippie thing, the peace and love, all that stuff, that meant a lot to me growing up and it still does. But then as I've become an adult, I've realised, yeah, he beat women a lot. All of his shit was a lot of bullshit around him. But I did, when I was younger, read his letters, like an autobiography thing. So all these letters he was writing throughout his life, which is quite interesting. But what he says, and this is just based on that, so he might be talking bollocks because he's a cunt as well. But he reckons that Get Back, the song Get Back, Jojo was a man who thought he was a great tune.
We're like, yeah.
Do you know that? Do you know that song?
I think vaguely.
Great tune. But it's the famous one where
they... No, I'm shit-faced!
Slaughtered, bro.
We've got too drunk too quickly, Carl. All right.
Drink cheap wine, not drink cheap.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, Paul McCartney's a racist. Okay, so Get Back. The first verse is already dodgy because he's talking about this guy called Jojo, which sounds quite like an African name. He's talking about him going back home, right? And it's quite anti-immigration. Apparently, so John Lennon claims that there's a fourth verse written for that song they didn't release, which had the slur word for people from Pakistan in it, like proper like going at people. And apparently, when they used to rehearse it. He would stare at Yoko Ono the whole time.
What?
You know, obviously Japanese. He'd
stare at what?
Yoko Ono, like being like, get out of my country.
Oh
like,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So Paul McCartney's got all this underneath him, which I think is really fucked and needs to be said.
But was it that era of just that kind of feeling?
No, plenty of people weren't racist, but there were some people really fucking racist. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, to an extent, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they were all like, I thought they were all like peace and love and shit, man.
John Lennon was.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
He just beat women up.
Exactly. Beat love, but not to women. Yeah, exactly. So they're both bastards, basically.
Ah, Kenny Martin.
So all you need is like Ringo to be massively classist, and then you've got the full big three. Yeah, you've got the whole fucking wankers.
So that's the whole package.
I don't know if he is, but you need the whole package.
So is that when they put Jesus in there? Fuck's sake, man. Shit. It's like, if they get that for that behavior.
So yeah, but we can pin that for the council board stuff as well. I do think they should be cancelled a little bit as well. But what I will give the Beatles credit for, which never gets said, very rarely, is I think Ringo Starr's a very good drummer.
He is, actually.
And I've heard a lot, I've seen interviews, there was some fucking, I'm just going to like a YouTube hole, and I was just watching like really big drummers talking about Ringo Starr. I don't know how it happened, but there was Questlove talking about the drum beat from Come Together. You know, it's a really good drum bit, especially that era. Like, it's clever stuff. Like, you wouldn't think about that as a musician.
Yeah, that's sick.
So I think he's actually the underrated guy in the Beatles, and he always gets shat on. Like, John Lennon used to say, Ringo Starr isn't the best drummer in the world. He's not even the best drummer in the Beatles. That's what he used to say. Which is funny, right? Which is funny. But like,
that's fucked.
But they always used to take the piss out of him. I think he actually might be the best Beatle. Under
the best Beatle, I love that.
I think so.
I thought his beats were kind of fire, man.
He's great, and that's the thing. And actually, if you listen to a track like Come Together, the best thing about that record is the drums. So anyway, that's the Beatles done. But yeah, I think they're overrated, and I think they're a bunch of cunts as well.
Thank you very much. Segways.
That's another
segue.
So should we do the cancel culture thing?
Yes, let us.
Because I think you guys are going to get excited about that.
Yeah, really?
I feel like you're very excited about this one. You get to slag me off about something.
No.
Go on, go for it.
Cancel culture should get cancelled.
100%.
And I'm very pro cancel culture. We had a lot of
people. But how can you be pro? How can you be pro cancel culture?
Wait, hold on.
No, I'm shit-faced.
How can you be pro?
What do you mean, how can you be pro cancel culture? Okay, so let's
What
start.
Do you mean? Hold on, you're for it.
I think it's a great idea, yeah.
Nah, you need to hold a seat.
So that was Hold a Seat. My name is Carl Gordon.
Shay Seven.
Jason Bond.
Until next time, we out. Peace.
That's good.
That is going to be madness.
I think we've been talking for quite a long time, actually. It's fine. Yeah. We must have started a good hour and a quarter at least ago.
Well, we've got some good shit.
Well, hopefully. Because you don't, while you're in it, you don't know. So
you've got no idea.
Should you have a quick look? See how it's, what
matters? I'm so fat,
I think if you edit it...
Yeah, we edit that down, that'd be alright.
Fam, I'm so fat, I have to unbutton my fucking jeans.
Good, keep that in for the end.